You have Amos, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yerushalmi's Pavli, Daf Yud Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud, Amud Aleph, at Halacha Beis, the Mishnah. Shnei Achim Umeis Echa Mehem, V'Yibim Hasheni Es Eches Ochiv, V'Achar Kach Noide Lahem, Ach Umeis HaRishona Yodz Mishim Eches Ochiv, V'Haya Bo'ilomai V'Hashni Mishim Sarasa. If Reuven died and Shimon did Yibim with Chana, Levi, another brother, was born, and Shimon died. Chana is Igven because she is Eshes Achiv Shalei Haya Bo'elamai. Leah, who is Shimon's other wife, is Igven because she is Chana Sarah. Also, Ba'mama, Umeis, Shnia, Chalitza, Zulei, Mithya, Vemes. If Shimon gave a mama and died, then Leah did Chalitza, but not Yibam. If Shimon Aimer, Miyabam, Leiva, Shiyodze, or Chalitza, Leiva, Shiyodze. If Shimon says that Levi may do Yibam or Chalitza with either woman, the Gemara says, "V'shimen oyme hamama oy koine oy loy koine, v'ad ama achin miyabmin lebalas mama." The Gemara asks the question: V'shimen says that it's a suffix whether mama acquires or does not acquire, and you say this, and the sefer permits yibum with balas, means the one who receives the mama. V'chash loyma shema loy shisei kana mama v'nimtzim mischayv aleha mishem eshes achiv shleher baylomei. You should be concerned lest Mama did not acquire and is liable for Eishes Ochoshoi Lehaya Boilome. Becholz in the Balas Mama, Bechashloima, Shema, she says, Loi Kana Mama, Benimsis Hashnia, Zakukuloi. And there's another question, why does he permit Chalitza with the Balas Mama? You should be concerned lest Mama does not acquire and only the second widow is Kukutim, the Chalitza of the Balas Mama did nothing. Ave Ma Da'ama Rabbi Shimon Al Eishei. And the Gemara answers now both questions. Rabbi Shimon refers to the Reisha, means if Shimon did Yibam, Levi was born, and then Shimon died, Levi may do Yibam or Chalitza with either woman. And Rabbi Yochanan may do Rabbi Shimon Bereshayna. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Shimon agrees in the first case, means the previous Mishnah in which Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibam. Ashkach Tani Oidi Machlekes. A Reisha was found that says that also means the first case is an argument that Rabbi Shimon permits Yibam. Ma ben Rishayna or Ma ben Shnia? According to Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference between the first case and the second? Means our Mishnah. Rishayna ba amatsa ve'isa, Rashnia ba amatsa ve'heta. The answer is in the first case, he came to the world and found his Yivama forbidden. In the second, he came and found it permitted. Rabbi Yochanan boy, Eishes Aviv Shimatsa lifnei Echad min Ashuk, Ma ma'ama ba Rabbi Shimon ribnei Shimatsa, Beheta Muteris. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, if one was born after his mother was widowed or divorced and he found Eishes Aviv married Lashuk, means to another man, what would Rabbi Shimon say? Because he found her permitted, means when he was born she was not Eishes Aviv, rather another one's wife. Is she permitted after she's widowed or divorced from her current husband? Lay Amar Rabbi Shimon Ela Al-Yedei Achim. The answer is Rabbi Shimon said, since he found it permitted, only regarding brothers, since he goes away through Yib. The Akaba Acham Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish boy, Rabbi Akaba Acham Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish boy, Eishes Ochiv me imoy, Matza lefnei, Shede Ochiv min Aav, Ma Amaba Rabbi Shimon, Mipnei Shem Matza beheta muteris. Rabbi Akaba Acham asking, quoting Rabbi Lokish asked, if one found his maternal brother's wife married to his paternal brother, means she did Yibam, what would Rabbi Shimon say? Because he found it permitted, is she permitted to do Yibam if her husband died? Rabbi Shimon el alidei achim me'av. Rabbi Shimon said only regarding paternal brothers, don't say that since the issa of a paternal brother's wife was permitted, also the issa of a maternal brother's wife was permitted. Rabbi Yudan boy, toas achis imoy shimotza, lifnei, shetei achiv mina'av, lifnei shimotzes beheta muteris. Rabbi Yudan asked that the tzora of achis imoi, that he found her married to his paternal brother because he found her permitted, is she permitted? The tzora is forbidden only due to eishes ach, which is permitted through yibam. Or perhaps if Shimon permits only when she would have been permitted to him had he been born the time she felt the yibam. Here he had been born then, had he been born then, she would have been forbidden due to Tzoras Erva. Rabbi Avin Boyin Grusha Shanasis Amana. Rabbi Avin asked if a brother was born after Yavama did Yibam and was divorced and she remarried the Yavam and she was widowed, what's the law? Is she forbidden? Or because he found her without the Yivam? Or since the Eishes Ach is permitted, when she falls to Yivam, she is permitted? The Gemara does not answer this question.